We are up to Simin Reish Chav Vav. We'll be doing Reish Chav Vav as well as the first Sif of Reish Chav Zayin. Hayotze Bimei Nisan. If someone walks out in the days of Nisan, V'roi Ilano Shemotziim Perach, and he sees the trees in blossom. Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam Shlo Chiser Olam Aklum Uvarav Obriyas Tovos V'Ilonas Tovos Lihanos Behem Bnei Adam Ve'Eino Mavarech Elopam Achas. And you make this bracha only once a year. Now, it says here, Bimei Nisan, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is the derech. But if the trees blossom before, then you should make the bracha before and you don't have to wait for Nisan. Now, when is it that you make the bracha? When you see the blossoms. Not only that, but it's got to be a fruit tree where the blossoms will eventually turn into the fruit itself, but not on leaves. The Mechaber goes on, and if you didn't get around to making a bracha until the fruit grew, then you're not to make a bracha. So, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says, if you didn't see them until they grew fruit, then you're allowed to make a bracha. Unless the fruit is already a Gemar Pri, it's completely ripe, in which case you would say a Shechiyanu on it. Before it finished growing the fruits, the halacha is that you can still make the bracha even though the fruit is there. Not only that, but if the fruits didn't grow and you still see the blossoms, even though you already saw blossoms on another tree and didn't make the bracha, you can make the bracha on the second tree. So the halacha is like this: if you saw other trees. Then the halacha is that you cannot make a bracha on the fruit. If you saw trees with blossoms. If you saw trees with blossoms, you can make another bracha on a tree with a blossom. And if it's nigmar pri, then you can never make a bracha on it. Reish Chav Zayin. Birkos Hazikin. Al Hazikin, and what is that? Says the Mechaber. V'hu k'min kochav hayorek k'cheitz ba'orach hashamayim imakom lamakom. It looks like it was shot from an arrow. Like it's like an arrow. It looks like it was shot. It's falling. V'nimshach oro k'shevet, and you see the track of its travel. It looks like a stick. That's one thing. V'alrada sa'oretz. The same thing goes for an earthquake. V'al habrokim v'al haro'omim. Also on thunder and lightning. V'al ruchos shenoshvu bezav, on very strong winds. Al kol echad me'elu omer baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam osamai sebereishis, v'myirtze yomer baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam shekocho gvor osama le'olam. On all of these, you make a brach of osamai sebereishis or shekocho ugvoroso. Now, on the zikim, some say that it's a star with a tail. If you see the same star again, you don't make a bracha unless 30 days have passed since you last saw it. On that night, even on a different star, you don't make a bracha. But on a different star, on a different night, you would make the bracha. With regard to lightning, that's only if there's also thunder, a lightning storm. Without thunder, you would not make a bracha. How about a big wind, but it's not strong enough to be a zaf? You say Osa Maisa Bereshis. You wouldn't say Shekocho Gvorosa Mele Olam. And that's why you're better off always saying Osa Maisa Bereshis, because we're not sure what is considered Zaf. Now, the minig is that on lightning we say Osa Maisa Bereshis, and on thunder we say Shekocho Gvorosa Mele Olam. What happens if you heard them both, you heard and saw at the same time? You make a bracha of Osa Maisa Bereshis or Shekocho Gvorosa. Now, what happens if it's one after the other, which is what we're used to? So before you make the bracha on the lightning, you should make on the thunder, you should make the bracha on the lightning. Now, what happens if you heard the two together? You say Osa Maisa Bereshis, and you could be motzi either one of them. What happens if you heard the thunder? You said Osa Maisa Bereshis, and then you saw the lightning, you'll again say Osa Maisa Bereshis. Bidiyeved, if you made the Osa Maisa Bereshis on the lightning and had Kavana to Mimotzi the thunder, then the halachi is your yotza with it. The bracha of Shekocho Gvaraso Mole Olam, what's pshat in it? That Hashem in creation put certain things in that continue to show us the strength that went into Maisa Bereishis.